that his feet do not walk on your own, his feet are made to walk. That we did not come unlined by him. We didn't come on our own, Allah Ta'ala brought us here. In the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "May you read Allah bi khairin faqihu fi deen." Whom Allah Ta'ala intends goodness for. When we speak about goodness, that Allah Ta'ala give you the best of this dunya, Allah Ta'ala done you goodness, we think only of nice house, a nice car, financially we are stable, emotionally we are stable, good kids, husband is good, everyone is good at home, we have a good life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when it comes to deen, for which reason we are here on this earth right now, to bring deen into our lives, to bring deen into my home, to bring deen into my daily life, into my eating, into my drinking, into my sleeping, awakening, into my children. Allah Ta'ala has given me a great amanat, a great trust. As Mustawarat, the women of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I have a great responsibility to steer my home in the correct direction. The men perform the salah in the masjid and they can take part in all the activities of deen. They can bring deen only to the front door. It is for us, the women, that will take the deen into the house. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that when Allah Ta'ala intends goodness for someone, Allah Ta'ala wants good. When Allah Ta'ala wants the best, as we all want the best, we want A, super one. We want to be the best in everything, whether it be dressing, whether it be eating, my baking, my cooking, my representation. And now we're uploading everything on the net, all must see what I'm eating for lunch, what I'm having for supper, how I'm feeding my family. Allah Ta'ala save us a nazar. But we want the best in everything. But if we ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you grant me what is best by you. What you regard to be the best. Today we're finding now, when it comes to food, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the best. At what level we've taken food to now? That we are living to eat. We should be eating to live, but we're living to eat. We go shopping to see what we can buy, not what we need. We eat nowadays also, so we don't get hungry, not because we are hungry. So all these things have become illnesses in our lives. We're not living for deen, that is why we wake up in the morning and we see what is ticking in the brain for today. What's motivating me? And ulama explain also, what a person has yaqeen in, what a person has conviction in, that will make a person wake up in the morning and move. In my conviction as the mother of the house, or whether it be the daughter of the house, or the granny of the house, what's waking me up in the morning? Is it the ringing of the bell, the domestic is here? Then I gotta start working, do all the homework, all the whites today, colors tomorrow, and whether outside, whether the clothes will dry or not, whether the garden boy came, whether this happened, that happened. What's making me think every day, tick every day? What am I preparing for? Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khasab Rahimullah used to say, when we wake up in the morning, understand, when we wake up in the morning, be it male or female, our children also, when we wake up in the morning, immediately we are already standing on our full sirat for the day. If I would walk straight today, my husband will be straight, my children will be straight. If I started my morning with tahajjud, Quran tilawat, dhikrullah, fajr salah, tasbihat, daras, wazifas, my children will do the same also. Because they eat what I feed them. They eat what I feed them. So when I'm feeding myself also, I will feed them. If I wake up in the morning with this in my life, and as we know the days of bygone, when we wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillah, we hear of homes at the time when we used to go for holidays, we hear from our old people, we used to go to our grandparents' home, Alhamdulillah, the whole house is awake early in the morning, and then Nana or Dada will go for Fajr Salah, we can hear him leaving the house also, with Durood Sharif on his tongue, or Yasin Sharif is reading, this being in the hand, going to the masjid, coming back, when he's coming back home also. Then we can hear him reading his Quran, or Yasin, or Tasbihat, and all the young girls in the house sitting around one table reading the Quran Sharif. Can't go to school before you finish your Quran Tilawat. You've got to finish your Quran Tilawat. One small house it was days of before, entire family is sharing just one bathroom, one toilet, and just one table to eat upon. Today we all are staying in hotels. There's no time to eat together, no time to sit together, no time to ask the children how is madrasa, how far your sabak is, ask the fathers also. What mara your son is? Yeah, he said that I'm not sure really. But I know he's doing madrasa every day. Whether really he knows or he doesn't know. all busy, busy, busy. But the reality, we don't know where we're going to drop. Sometimes we're so busy in our dini activities, also thinking, Ya Allah, we're planning ahead holidays for December. We are taking out the tentative roster for the year. But we don't even know that we see that holiday also. The reality is that when Allah Ta'ala wants goodness for a person, what would Allah Ta'ala give that person? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Allah Ta'ala yuridi Allahu bi khayran. Allah wants khayr for you. Allah wants the best for you. For you as a masturat in the home, your husband in the business place, and the children. Allah wants the best for this family. Then Allah yufaqihu fi deen. Allah Ta'ala grants that family, that person, the understanding of deen. Allah grants the understanding of deen, then understand Allah Ta'ala was the best for us. Dunya Allah Ta'ala gives kafir also. And Allah Ta'ala gives Muslim also. When Allah Ta'ala wants the best for a person, Allah Ta'ala gives him deen. Now we greet a person, nice house, nice car, they're going for holiday. Alhamdulillah, all the children are dressed well, they're going shopping. They're successful. That's our criteria, that's our grading. By Allah, who's successful? That person is making an effort to earn the reward from Allah, the pleasure of Allah, the jannat of Allah. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they understood deen the best. They were the best of people. Khairun nasi qarni. Nabi Ali salatu wa salam said, the best of people are the people of my zamana, my period of time. So we have to look into their lives, the Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna, what was their life that made them the best of people? Today I take pride, I want to go anywhere. I want to have the best dress also, the best shoe also. No one was dressed like me, no one was dressed like my children. They must stand out, they must be outstanding. Must have been that I make them now outstanding, but when it comes to Jannah, then Allah says, hold on, you must stand out. No entry for you right now. You didn't worry about the iman. That is why ulama say that now we are worrying about our homes and our children. We have anxiety nowadays. Masturat have anxiety. What will happen to the children? So much control now, as if we don't like to say it. As a doctor mentioned to me one time, Dr. Amlan, his khabar al-Nur, he says, Manala, in our fraternity as doctors, sometimes you find doctors, you go to them, they tell you, right, you've got cancer, you've got this problem, we're giving you 3 months. So he says, we laugh and we tell them, don't play God. Don't play God. So in the same way, when it comes to us, Masturat, Allah Ta'ala, save us, but we shouldn't think now as if we are the gods of our home. We're controlling everything. What will happen if I'm not here? What will happen if I'm not here? Sometimes the husband feels also, if I'm not here, what will happen? Allah is the provider. Allah gave me my existence. I have to go back to Allah. I have to give my report to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So these few steps that we took towards the ta'aleem, towards the bayan, towards the majlis, these are all steps that will be taking me nearer to the pleasure of Allah. And the pleasure of Allah, that is what we covered for, that is what we are fighting for. We are racing for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As I mentioned, every morning we wake up. Every morning we wake up, we are already walking our pul sirat. We are already on the bridge as we are sitting here right now. I don't know whether I'll see supper tonight. I don't know whether I'll see night tonight. Whether I'll see tomorrow morning. I'm already on my pul sirat. It's a fine line, a fine bridge over the fire of Jahannam. If today I pass my day, alhamdulillah, in the pleasure of Allah, in the consciousness of Allah. Nowadays there's so much of a ghaflat and negligence with the cell phone. We are so busy in our lives. Ask myself also, maybe half an hour, sometimes 45 minutes, sometimes 1 hour. 1 hour just passes, that one Durood Sharif sometime, that one Istighfar, that one time La ilaha illallah. Forget completely, I am so busy, I don't even think about Allah too. I forget to take the name of Allah. So busy we become in this world, that we forget even to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we remember so many other things. Ingredients and this recipe and that recipe, usernames and passwords, and everything else. But Allah, we just forget all of that. When it comes to sunnahs in the home also, how quickly we forget the sunnahs. Whereas this is our lifeline. When we go into the qabr, then it will be asked of us, Mar Rabbuk,
Who is your Rabb? Now for us to remember in the Qabr how to answer, we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world also. So we have to liven our hearts with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get out of this ghaflat. We are sitting here now to activate our hearts. Ya Allah, what reason did you put me in this world? Today we mentioned to the men also in the masjid at Jummah time. They go home with a serious masla, a very serious thing. Absolutely. Then we have to sit down. Till now we are listening, we make decisions, we make moves in life based upon society, community, friends, relatives, and what you see in the social media. Based upon that we make decisions in life. How I want to run my life, what I want to do with my life, what governs my life. I have seen social media, or friends, neighbors, family. Accordingly, we have to do the same thing. We've got to do the same thing. Or I want to do something out of the box. Something that nobody else did. So far all the decisions I've been making right now in my life is based upon ghaflat and heedlessness, negligence of akhirat. How is the impact on myself and my qabr? That I haven't asked. I don't even care about it right now. Ya Allah, are you happy or are you unhappy with me? Beautiful example of Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Abdul Marakatu. A young girl is about to get married. Tomorrow is the nikah, tonight is the nikah after Maghrib. So they'll call, they'll have the mehndi, whatever it is, call the hairdresser. And whether they dress the hair or they make it upside down, we don't even know. But they'll come, the hairdresser is the makeup artist. But we know it's the makeup, it's not real. It's just making up things. And the husband sees the reality of the first night, he says, I don't know who I married over here. She looks so different and now she's so different. So we're deceiving ourselves also, we're cheating ourselves. We don't like to be deceived, we don't like to cheat anybody. But how shaitan is deceiving us, if we believe it, this is how you don't like what Allah Ta'ala made you, so therefore look different. Make yourself up. Then obviously the husband will like somebody who is not real. Somebody is not real. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. So most of our decisions we are making is based upon what we see around us. Who went back to Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif to Ulama Ikram and asked them, then how should I lead my life? Where should I put my children? What should I do with them? How can I please my Allah? The young girl also get married, then we call a makeup artist, we call a hairdresser, and we call the tailor, whatever it may be. We want the best for your nikah. Fairy tale. It's called fairy tale because it's a tale. It's something fairy. It's not true. Malaika are true. Allah has made the part of aqidah and belief. But how they'll dollar up and then they'll tell also, be careful now how you sit. Your dress mustn't get creased. Your hair also mustn't get creased. You ironed it already properly and nicely. So please be careful. She'll make all the qurbani. The young girl is all dolled up and she's ready also. And then the friends come and they see her. Then now, after Maghrib is your nikah and you look so beautiful, and she starts crying. They tell her, don't cry, you're going to spoil your makeup. She says, I can't help it. What are you crying about? She says, you all say I'm beautiful, but if he doesn't say it, then all this was in vain and waste of time. And we know the reality. We dressed up everything, but he didn't say once also that I look beautiful or so attractive. And the girl feels so pained she is. And she remembers for years after that. When you saw me, you never told me I look nice. The first week, all the truth so I made also that one comment from you, or from your mother also. Nobody said I look beautiful. But the reality, we still feel the pain 10 years later, 20 years later. And now we have to tell the young boys in the masjid before they get married, please, why are you getting married? Tell your wife on the first night that she is beautiful. Don't forget to tell her. Take the responsibility, whether you can see or you can't see. Well, open your eyes and see nicely and tell her, don't forget. And as a wazifa, every day for the next 2 weeks, she sold 14 dresses. So please, every day you must tell her. Don't forget. Or I'll send you a WhatsApp also. So we know the reality. But the reality is, oh my Allah, are you happy? In your eyes, Ya Allah, do I look beautiful? Ya Allah, you made me. You gave me my beauty. You gave me the hair. You gave me the cheeks. You gave me all of this. Ya Allah, are you happy with me? Husband didn't tell me I'm so hurt. Mother-in-law didn't say I'm so hurt. Sister-in-law didn't tell me I feel so hurt. Now it's a competition between sister-in-law and mother-in-law and everyone else. Ya Allah, the competition. Allah says, Sari'u. سابقوا بالخيرات. Allah says that compete, run, by, sprint towards the maghfirat of Allah, the happiness of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, good a'mal, please Allah, make Allah happy. Allah says in Quran, over of idalika falyatanafasil mutanafis, so that those who to race in this thing, part in this race, to make Allah happy. When I'm dressing up, ya Allah, are you happy with me? The way I'm dressed up right now. Even husband says, nobody, ya Allah, if you're happy, I'm happy. My will is you, my Allah. All the children you give, ya Allah, is from you. Husband also is from you. Allah can take, Allah gives, Allah takes, Allah makes no mistakes. Ya Allah, you gave me all of this. This is to come out of our ghaflat and negligence. We just forget Allah. All this amanat, ya Allah, you gave me. So all my existence, ya Allah, should be for your pleasure only. Ya Allah, you are happy with me. And the Hadith Sharif says that person, more or less, who makes sunnah, and he reforms, or she reforms her relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the creation, Allah will repair her relationship with the entire creation. We make muhabbat with Allah. We reform ourselves with Allah. Make Allah happy. Today the day of Jumu'ah, the best day of the week. Even more virtues in the day of Eid also. How to spend our time correctly in the day of Jumu'ah. From already Thursday night, we're reminding the family that Jumu'ah is starting. Already as the Shaykh Zakariya says, Rahmatullah Ali, how to prepare for the day of Jumu'ah? This is a Muslim mother, from the Muslim mother. The Muslim mother, we should never hear from her, my daughter is studying, getting a degree. Is Allah happy? Does Allah want your daughter to do this? How did you put her there? Give her the degree of good akhlaq, of a smile. Give her the degree of how to look after her husband, how to steer her children towards Jannah. What a degree Allah has given her. Allah intended for her the best. Allah was the best for you, my daughter. Allah Ta'ala gives you the understanding of deen. That is my pride. My son is becoming alim. My grandson is becoming hafiz al-Quran. Subhanallah. Allah full of hubz al-ulama, wal-huffaz. Their mother will only know the understanding of this when her eyes will go. And now around the qabr, she's got a dozen grandchildren. All the boys are there reading Quran Sharif, reading Yasin for her, reading for us. Ya Allah, what an investment she left behind. Left now, children behind them, don't know the demons, so they're standing there, Mawla, please come and do it. Why you read for your mother? Ma, I don't know my Yasin. I can't do it properly. Why you don't know? No, I was too busy. Mother sent me for tuition, then I had to go for ballet lessons, then I had to do this, I had to do that. Inna lillahi. This is a Muslim home. Allah give us Islam. Allah give us Iman. For us to understand this, we have to go back to Madinatul Munawwara, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to come out of our, this heedlessness of ours. The Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna, the wives of Sahaba would tell Sahaba Ikram, Iyaka wal haram. فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُوا عَلَى الْجُوعِ وَلَا نَصْبِرُوا عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. Oh, my husbands, be careful of haram, be careful of haram. Because it's a woman sometimes, most of the time at home, because they got demands. Husband is working, we tell our husband, we got no demands. We're happy. You don't have to work so hard for my husband. We complain, you're working so hard, no time for the family. You say, I'm working hard because you want everything. You all want this, you all want that, so you have to work so hard. We tell our husband, please don't work so hard. Work half a day. Go spend time in the masjid. We're happy with simple food, simple home. Alhamdulillah. We're working for Jannat. That together in Jannat. Allah's this existence is a short existence. The Sahabiyat will tell me as well to be capable of haram. We are able to be patient upon hunger, but we cannot have patience upon the fire of Jahannam. Don't take us to Jahannam. Give us a Jannati life. What's Jannati life? In the name of Allah, the love of Allah, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our food now is subhanAllah, jannati khana, jannati food Allah Pak has given us. Like food of jannat, but you forget Bismillah before we eat. The mother is the one at home that will tell the children, read Bismillah, read your du'as, eat with your right hand, wash your hands before you sit, sit nicely, think what you're eating, eat slowly, thank Allah in between. You're drinking water, drink with the right hand, suck your fingers, which fingers to suck first, and the sunnah tariqah, all this the mother will teach in the home. As the beginning of the child also, the dua for changing. How many of us told the dua for removing clothing? Simple dua, Bismillah. We read Bismillah, ulama explain the shaitan cannot see a person. Allah has given us a physical barrier and a spiritual barrier. Physical barrier between us and shaitan is our clothing. So therefore, he cannot interfere with the insan. But when you take out our clothing, that is when he attacks, especially our young girls and our mothers. When we go to the bathroom, to the toilet, we have to have our hair covered. Today, nowadays, we've got this modernistic type of mizaj and temperament. That is it sunnah to wear scarf? It's farz, it's mustahab, what is it? We have to wear scarf and eat food. Old ladies are before never asked the question, the amount of sharam they had. They were preparing for the qabr all the time. They had the hair covered in the house also. They had the qabr in front of them. The fathers put in them sharam and haya. Instead of bashfulness in them, they were preparing for the qabr. Janazah anytime will come out. Then my hair will have to be covered. Then I have to make two plaits of hair to cover my chest. They are already preparing the qabr already from the time they were living in this world. Allah giving the best of dunya also. Today we ask, do I have to cover my hair? Yes, we have to cover the hair. When we go to the bathroom, toilet, when we are undressing, we have to be quickly undressing and dress again. So we don't need bismillah, the shaitan attacks that time. You see, nazar fell, something happened to this girl. Because we are not taking your precaution. Is a Muslim mother at home, bringing up her children, her daughters, the son, leaving the house, really dua, bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What a powerful dua. We all got anxiety right now. What will happen to my children? They see from the road, they go to school, they go to madrasa. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam give us all the prescriptions already. When the child leaves the home, remind him, remind her, remind the husband also. When he comes to salam, salam has become so weak in the home also. And today, hi, bye, thank you. Where we got this culture from? It's not a Muslim culture. We say jazakallah khairan, please. Assalamu alaikum. How to make our salam correctly also. That we have to learn. We all, as mothers, alhamdulillah, daughters, we are perfectionists. They want everything perfect. When we're dishing the food also, when the husband is taking it, mehman has come, visitors have come. Hold on, don't go yet. Cut the dhaniya, put it on top, put the spoon there at a certain angle, it must go also. Husband says, nobody's going to see it. Just put it. No, we will put it like this. Let us serve the food, it's our department. So they were all particular about all these things, how we serve the food, how we serve the fruits also. Nothing is just put haphazard. Is my namaz correct also? Today we mentioned to the men, we have to have this fikr and this concern and worry. For us as masturat and ladies to be in deen within my home and make my home a jannati home. We have to make that effort. So we have to learn about our deen. Bismillah before eating. Our salamu alaikum. How to make salam? What is salam entering the house? Then we meet the people again, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. We're going to say it properly, assalamu alaikum. We all, mashallah, we're sending our children to for this therapy also, speech therapy, speak properly. My Quran tilawat, how's my Surah Fatiha, how's my Tajweed? I want everything A class, my house also. Right? Sometimes we get tired of this. How many times I told you, repair this thing, the hinges are coming out, this is falling apart. Ben, how's my Quran tilawat? How my salah is correct? How is my tasbihat? Do I know how to read my Surah Fatiha correctly? We mentioned to the men also, alhamdulillah, we're giving a woman the best, whatever we can afford. They have got personal trainer, personal pedicure, manicure, everything is personalized now. Number plate personalized also. Here a personal apa mu'allima. Come home, I've got the ladies in the locality, I've got my daughter-in-laws, got my granddaughters, got my own daughters also. Abba, please come once a week home, 1 hour, 2 hours. Show us practical how to make wuzu. Show us practical how to perform salah. Listen to our Surah Fatiha, 2 months, 3 months, let us get it perfected. This is a jannati home now. I'm preparing my home, and I'm preparing my qabr and my akhirat. My husband, alhamdulillah, and give me the best of rooms. Tell him, I'm tired of this room. It's old-fashioned now. I'm going to change it. This curtain's from your mother's time. Right from that time, I'm using it now. Please give me home curtains. Even the pots you gave me is your mother's pots. I need to change the pots. There's no problem. You change the pots. But before you buy me new pots, change the entire kitchen first. Bismillah, I'm ready to do it. Change the bathroom. Change the bedroom. Husbands are doing it. Alhamdulillah. How you want it. You do it as you want to. You tell her. Open check. Color coordination, call the decor, call the interior, whatever it is, you do it how you want to, alhamdulillah. New lighting also, husband is doing it, daughter comes in, Baba, what about my room? I want lilac, I want pink color. Do it, Betty, as you want it. I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Right, Baba will do everything for us, alhamdulillah. I tell them, you're doing it for them, alhamdulillah. We're giving a woman the best of facilities. They want now electrical or digital or whatever it is, or curtains also. She's sitting in the bed. There's too much effort to open the curtains, press one button, open that also, no problem. Everything now is all automated. Alhamdulillah. So we got everything, the comforts of dunya Allah Pak has given us. But if I didn't make fikr for my qabr, husband changed the bed also, took a special shopping, shop to shop, online, this kind mattress, that kind mattress, and I got a back pain, we get this type of sleep, monitor your sleeping, temperature of the body, all these things we got, alhamdulillah, just have a good sleep, good pillows. We're doing it, alhamdulillah. Allah give even more barakat in that. But if I didn't make fikr for my daughter, for her qabr, for her akhirat, for my son, for my husband, myself also, we tell the men, give them the best so that they can do the best for the qabr and akhirat. I will design my wife's room for her, a bathroom for her, do the lighting for her, do the new carpet, do the bedding and everything for her. My daughter also, she wants it, we're doing it for her, alhamdulillah. First night, move into a new room, daughter has a nightmare, papa, father comes running, what's wrong, Betty? But what happened? Had a nightmare, put the light on, nobody will touch you, papa is here, abba is here. You feel safe, nothing will happen to you. Wife also is a bit scared, you're going out somewhere. Alarm system is here, guard is here, 24 hours. Arm response also. Here's a panic button, don't worry, everything is checked. Everything happens, inform me immediately. So you don't be afraid, in 1 week, overseas, China, Dubai, whatever it is. She knows dollars are coming in, currency is coming in. We'll have a better life, alhamdulillah. So all this we are doing. So we tell husbands, do it for them, no problem. But if I didn't make fikr for my wife and my children's tarbiyat for the qabr, and tomorrow my wife has to go into the qabr, I never worried about the ta'aleem. I never worried about the barada. Who met her, who came home, which man, brother-in-law came. Cousin brother came also. Kim Choban, how are you? Kissing, hugging, everything. I never worried with her husband. Whether Allah is happy or not, through the command of Allah, she didn't worry also. Anybody come, make salam for them, the men also, we say good akhlaq. Don't be rude to anybody. We are Muslim. We submit to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, what is your command? As a woman, Ya Allah, you give me value. I met somebody cheap in every man. Any man comes to the house, the man, husband also has to understand, Allah has given me value, my wife. Then I cherish her, look after her, sharam and haya, my daughters also. But I never worried about all of these things. I never learned it. Didn't call up our home. Teach us deen. How should we implement deen in my home? Didn't worry about it. The wife will go to the qabr the first night. Husband will go also, bury her. Allah will give good health and afiyat. But the reality, he just did the entire house up, bedroom also, as she wants it. Sisters came also, showed him the bedroom. We did it up. The decor of the room, etc., etc. Subhanallah, what a beautiful room. Who did your cupboards? Who did this? Where you got your carpet from? And who matched your curtains for you? People ask, and how proud we feel. Then we have what? Some party, what? Homewarming. Homewarming party or something. Alright, now it's a show house. All of us come and see how what the house was and now how we turned it around. How we turned the entire house around. Just the front door also. What a decor that is now, that you will explain to them. Where we got the door from, we saw it online, you ordered it, how many times you varnished it and repainted it. Then, so how we can understand, when we heard the riwayat, when we class that time, and we heard Jannati will go to Jannat, 40 years you look at the door of Jannat only. I thought, Ya Allah, 40 years, what is in the door? Now we see this is the doors of the front door of the house, has become a whole artistic thing now. What decor behind it? Now we can understand, Ya Allah, when you saw the doors of Jannat, Ya Allah, what design that will be. So all that she had, a beautiful room like that, she took pride in it. She told her husband, I want this cupboard, this drawer for this, that drawer for this, everything else, alhamdulillah. But she goes in the qabr, husband never worried about her deen, she never worried also. Her tabarak every night, waqi'a, al-ikram in sajda, there's all her lighting for the qabr, nur in the qabr. Tasbihah, Durood Sharif, Taqwa, covering herself, not intermingling, worrying about her children's akhirat also. Now she goes in the qabr. She never worried about it. She never sat down with her family for ta'aleem in the home and asked her child, that, oh my daughter, oh my son, what's the intention of your life? What are you here for? Ask the husband also, what are you working for? What's the reason behind it? You got us here in the home, Which direction are you taking us? What is your goal with me as your wife? And me as a wife also, what's the goal with me and you? Where are we going to? You're working together. It's not just about feeding and eating every day. Working to feed you all, working to feed you all. She never made this figure set and really asked husband, which way we going? What's our direction? What's the final goal? We have to ask our husband, what's our final goal? There was once in Lahore, one of the varsities, there was a youngster, Christian, from the States, that his father was a very high priest or bishop, came from a family like that, the church. They sent him to the varsity in Lahore to revert the boys to or convert them to Christianity. And this boy was absolutely intelligent. So intelligent he was, he should lecture even the lecturers. So because of his intelligence and his fame, all the boys came around him, Muslim boys. And he took them one way, and with his talent and his charm, and slowly the boys began to lose the iman. One youngster, mashallah, spent time in the path of Allah in Jamaat. 40 days, 4 months. Father also was in Jamaat. He had some fikr, ya Allah, this boy is taking all the boys away. So he went to his father. So his father came to Raimin, which is our markaz in Pakistan, where Jamaat were there, put it to the elders and the seniors there. They've got a problem in one of the varsities. This youngster now has been deputed, has been sent from America to make this effort on our boys. What do we tell him now? Because he's taken the boys, he's captured them. So the elders with Mashwara. So they decided to ask him. So they told the youngster now who was in the path of Allah and also in the varsity, when all the boys are sitting there, ask him only one question. Ask him only one question and you break him. So when all the boys were sitting together and he was charming them with his intelligence, then the boys asked him, I got a question for you. What is it? He said, what's the purpose of your life? What's the purpose of your life? The boy had no answer. The only time we know the purpose of our life, or why we know it, because our Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us. The purpose of our life is the pleasure of Allah and Jannat. That's it. Quran, Sunnah, commands of Allah, and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Jannat is yours. That's our maqsad, our goal, our aim for myself, my husband, my children. Boy didn't know. He phoned home, told his father. They put this question to him, he had no answer. Father said, I'll call you back. He called up emergency meeting, all the bishops and priests. Sat down. This question was posed to him. What answer do we give him? Only one answer, call him back. Because now his iman is at stake. We might lose him. We already have a goal, but we forgot. So I'm sending my children to other avenues. Sometimes, no madrasa, no youth class, we've got sports. We've got this, we've got that. Jamaat is going out, Ishtima is coming in Newcastle, alhamdulillah, but that weekend we're going out. That is taking us towards Jannah, we're going opposite direction. Husband did everything in the room for me. He was not concerned about my qabar. He did the new bed, carpet, curtaining, lighting. Masturat, the housewife, goes into the qabar, she goes in there, and now there's no bed, there's no carpet, there's no light. There's no curtain, and she can shout the entire night, husband is sound asleep. Then she say, oh my husband, what you did? You didn't prepare my qabar also. He did no furnishing over here. It's empty. You never told me one time. You never told me one time. You read your tabarak. You read 17 rakats of Isha namaz, full namaz you read. But Piyar and Muhammad asked her husband also, that you're so comfortable, I'm feeding you, I'm doing everything for you. The Quran Tilawah we did today, because if you go in the qabar tonight, you don't need Quran Sharif, there's no lights over there. There'll be no lighting, there'll be no istiqbal, no reception for you. Over here waiting for you, won't eat till you come. There the worms will be waiting for you, the snakes will be waiting, scorpions will be waiting to eat you. Oh my husband, please, start your Quran Tilawah, start my Quran Tilawah. Call somebody home, teach us our deen. That is why we are here, to revive this heart of ours. Then you're looking in one direction. I will design my qabr now. I will design my qabr now. My biggest investment for my qabr right now, and for us Masturat, the ladies, easy to make our Jannah. Very easy. Very easy. But difficult also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, and that woman with whom her husband is happy with her, she got a ticket to Jannah today. Husband is happy, I got my ticket. Just keep him happy for the dini reason. For the sake of deen, keep him happy. Bring the amal of deen at home. Start the ta'aleem at home. Like Hajj season, Qurbani season. Read to our children the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The story of the Hajj, the Fazail Hajj. Ask the abbas, the ta'aleem ladies, where do I get the kitab from? Grandchildren will come read to them stories. Ibrahim alayhi salam, of the Hajar Ismail, then about Baytullah, about Hajj. Hajj will come soon, the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even though we can't go for Hajj right now because of all the accreditation, doesn't mean we can't make dua still. The Hajj must still be in Hajj. Physically we can't be there, but spiritually we can be there. This is demand of our iman right now. The Hajj season, I can't go for some shura right now. Even like Hajj days now. Hajj days, how can I go to some place with this ghaflat, with this heedlessness, we forget what beautiful, these are all mubarak days. I can't make it for Hajj, but my heart can be there. And I can still make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, take us for Hajj, Ya Allah, take us for Hajj. How Allah will make me, how Allah will take. How many years now? A girl is making dua, Ya Allah, I still want to get married. She doesn't say, finish, I'm not making dua anymore. Still making dua, Ya Allah, possibly Allah will open something. We don't have children, we can't have kids, we're still making dua. We're still making. So Hajj also, our demand of iman, we still make dua, Ya Allah, take us for Hajj. Take our family, take the children also. We can make dua. So the heart right now should be in Hajj, in Baytullah, Medina Munawwara. Family will phone, friends are there in Medina Sharif. My heart is in Medina Munawwara. Now we get to Makkatul Mukarram, my heart is in Baytullah. And I'm making dua every day. This is the masturat at home. The men can bring deen to the front door, we will bring the deen within the home. How we can start ta'aleem in the home every day? 5 minutes. Sit down before supper, after supper, before we go to bed, call the children around. One hadith sharif, just one hadith. They're learning everything else. Why? As I mentioned, our maqsad and goal, pleasure. Ya Allah, you become happy. Before I sleep tonight, Ya Allah, you become happy. How Allah become happy? Keep the husband happy. Deen-wise and dunya-wise also. Bring deen in the home, bring, make the husband happy. And my biggest investment for my akhirat are my children. Put them onto deen. Put them onto deen. That one woman, she passed away, left behind one son. She left behind one son. When the marhum and the deceased go into the qabr, to the qabristan, then all the people of the qabristan come to meet them. And they ask them also, you just came from dunya now. Did you meet my family? Did you meet my father? Did you meet my mother? Did you meet so and so? How are they all okay? This is the reality. It's a whole world over there. And also ulama explained that the a'mal of the children are presented to the parents in the qabr also. They see our a'mal and they make dua in the qabr also. They make dua, they see that these weren't good. It pains them, Ya Allah, my children, how they bring things like this? Ya Allah, why would you put them on the correct line? And if you put them on the correct line, Ya Allah, why they bring this? So they make dua in the qabr also. This comes in the riwayat, the hadith sharif. That pious woman made her one son only made him hafiz al-Qur'an. She passed away, went into the qabr. And he read for his mother Qur'an every day. When the children or the family's Qur'an tilawat were the marhum, there is mentioned in the riwayat that this Qur'an tilawat, the reward of it is gift wrapped. Gift wrapped in the silken cloth of Jannat. And is perfumed on the golden tree of Noor. From your son, from your daughter, from your brother, from your sister, to so and so, presented to them in this golden tree of Noor in the Qabristan. All the people of the Qabristan see this. Subhanallah, so much you get it. So much you get it. But this woman was getting wholesale. So they asked her, who sent me with you so much of gifts? Say, let me have one son, he's a hafiz of Quran. I put him on the right line, gave him taqwa, iman, a'mal. In our time, send him in the path of Allah, made him alim also. MashaAllah, he goes to the mashayikh and ulama. He's sitting there, he's reading for me. So much you're getting, you are so fortunate. So fortunate. It's really for him, it's a real life out there. And nothing we can do is only what our children will read for us and send for us. Our brothers, our sisters, that's how we keep muhabbat with everybody. They'll read for us, they say, now we are muhtaj, absolutely muhtaj in the qabr. So we read, we're changing our children at home. Small daughter, small son, we're reading dua, so the bismillah removing clothing, making dua after they put on their clothing. That daughter of Barak, my mother taught me dua. She becomes a granny. She teaches her children, they teach their children, giving reward on the day of Qiyamah. This is sunnah du'as only. This bi'ad Friday after Asr, we're reading da'as in our home, Durud Sharif. Children will learn this. Ami used to read, Nani used to read, that will go down generations. You remember the old people, how they taught us to read these things. His mother sitting in the qabr. Every Friday, the son will come to the qabristan to read by his mother's qabr. Thursday night, he sees his mother's beautiful face in his dream. Better, tomorrow you come into the qabristan. As you normally do when you enter the qabristan, you're reading Quran as you're coming in. I remember, and how the mothers nowadays, they got so much love for the son, become a half of the Quran, drop him off, pick him up, prepare for him in school. It doesn't end over there. That now his half is finished. Girls who say my half is finished. No, bring taqwa, my dressing, my eating, sunnahs. Better tomorrow you are coming to the qabristan. So as you normally come in, you're reading Quran Sharif. Better tomorrow you're coming, don't read Quran as you're walking in. Ma, why mustn't read? Because when you come into the qabristan reading Quran, there's so much of nur on your face that they can't see your face. It's such a shine on it. And all my friends in the qabristan want to see the Marupuero Conche. Call him a beta. Who's my son? They can't see your face. There's so much of nur. But tomorrow better when you come in, don't read Quran. So at least my friends can see who my son is. And so much is sending for me. So what Allah has given the masturat of this ummah, where they can steer the entire family towards the amal of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala give us homes like that. We will prepare our homes like this. We will go and ask the ulama ikram, ask the muallimah, the afas, how will I make my home a Jannat? Teach us namaz, Quran, zikr, what the syllabus, how do we do it? I will prepare my qabr, I will prepare my akhirat, my full sirat, my children also. Now is the time to do it. We've still got time, we still have life. Ishtima is coming also in Newcastle soon. Start speaking about it at home. Husband will say, where I want to go? Children also, we just have to speak, inshallah, you'll go. Inshallah, you'll go for the ishtima. Allah will accept our home for the ishtima also. Allah will hear it. Allah is listening. When we want something done in the house, something, we want to go somewhere, how we twist the arms? How we twist the arms? Husband says to come on this house, now I don't feel a big home because Appa is upset, she wants to go somewhere. When I had to take her, tell her, say, make a plan, do this and that. We get our work done, alhamdulillah. So for me also, we can get our work done. It must come into my heart. Ya Allah, I want to become your true lover. Ya Allah, I want to love you. Everybody will love us. How that young bride also, nobody comments her how hurt she feels. Ya Allah, do you love me? Ya Allah, am I pleasing you? That should be the cry of the heart. Every morning to conclude, we wake up. Our share teaches us when you wake up in the morning, at Fajr time, Allah give us tawfiq, as the motion, making wuzu, everything, make niyat for the day. We have to make intention. Ya Allah, today give me tawfiq to do all those a'mal that will please you and save him all those guna that will displease you. And say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Make intention in the heart and say this wazifa. La hawla wa la quwwata illa. There's no power to do good, to refrain from evil, except with the power of Allah. Allah puts the seal of the heart. Allah dispatches Malaika, who make her work easy for her. She made intention to please me today, oh Malaika, you go make it easy for her. Siva from the gunas, the TV will break on husband, don't fix the TV, just send it away. Send Masjid looking for one TV right now to put namaz times, take it to the send it to Musalla. Unless you get reward of our TV license. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We don't need this thing in our home. We don't need the PlayStation and Xbox and whatever it is. We got Ta'aleem, put some physical exercises to the children, teach them when to play, say Bismillah, read Durud Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, make dua for the ishtima also, make niyat also to bring deen in our home, keep contact with pious ladies. Ulama say two things. All of our ladies are pious, alhamdulillah, all have taqwa in them. Just two things they need. They need good pious company for a good amount of time. Good company for a good amount of time, and Allah Ta'ala will change the hearts. الله تبارك وتعالى سبحانه 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 و